Play greats on Saturday. It's an everyday league, and you gotta come. Consistency is probably the key to guys being great. I think he had a great end of the year. I thought he had a great World Championships, and then I think he's had a real good preseason. But it's a relentless league. You gotta come every night.
What have you thought of Rasmussen? Obviously, in the net front is sort of his area.
You know what? I think his game's grown as it's went along. Obviously we've put him at center. We want to keep him at center. I think long term, he can be a really good defensive center, and then add his offense with his net front play. And he's a big guy. I heard somebody refer to the center as kind of the third defenseman, and ultimately that's what they are. And when you get a guy who's 6'7" with that kind of reach, it's a real advantage to have him at that position. So we want to keep him there. We think long term is the best thing for him, and then he's going to add offense through being net front like he does.
You mentioned Dennis Cholowski the other day. He had two assists today.
What did
you FaceTiming?
She wouldn't answer anyways. Comes around his phone and just FaceTimes people. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Dennis Cholowski.
Your thoughts on Dennis today?
I thought Dennis played well today. He moved the puck well. I thought he battled pretty hard. That's the key, I think, is making sure that he recognizes danger and he manages his game, and that when he gets in one-on-one battles, he wins them. And if he does that, he's a great puck mover. He's really good on the power play. He's got those offensive tools. So, he's had a pretty strong camp. He'll get another chance to play again, and hopefully he plays great.
And Taro Hirose playing back-to-back, of course, chips in another point.
Taro's just a real smart player, knows how to play. He manages game, played back-to-back. Like you said, he's played a ton of games in the last 2.5 weeks with the prospects term as well. So just a really, really smart player that I think is exponentially better with real good offensive players.
What's it like coming back up to the UP and leaving with a win?
Well, it's great. I got to have a pasty. I might have another pasty here tonight. So that's two pasties. That's awesome. It's awesome. I love the UP. It was an unbelievable place to grow up. I got in a little bit of trouble. I think I said something about the east side being the better side or something. I gotta clarify that. They're both great sides, but we had some competition when we were growing up, and we like to beat the west side. So, anyways, it's awesome. It was great to be back. These are the type of people I like to be around. Salt of the earth, great people.
Jeff, a week ago till the start of the regular season, how many real tough decisions do you
make? It's defined as a day, but this is a continuation process where we're going to continue to evaluate people, and whether they make the team to start the year or not, that doesn't mean that you made it for the year. Whether you earned a spot on the power play at the beginning of the year doesn't mean you've earned it for the year. So I think every time you put your pads on, whether it's practice or games, you are being evaluated, and you get a chance to make a statement. You either make it positive or a negative. So we're going to continue to evaluate regardless of it. How many difficult decisions? They start to work themselves out for Sundays or Mondays decisions. But again, I hope guys continue to make it difficult. Whoever we send down, I hope they go down to Grand Rapids and play awesome. And if they do that, they're demanding to come back up, and ultimately they'll find their way back up.